Hello.
And welcome to Mentors at Your Benchside.
Podcast giving you advice, tips and tools
for getting the most out of your research.
With your continued listenership, we've grown this podcast to an incredible 100 episodes.
We've covered coping with sweaty glove hands
and funny fruit fly gene names.
Accessibility in science and AI in biology.
How ethanol precipitation works.
Water of crystallization.
Four imperfect agar plates.
And loads more.
Getting to 100 episodes would not have been possible without you, our listeners.
So we wanted to take this opportunity to say a big thank you from everyone involved in Bite Size Bio, including me, Jason Rogers, audio producer.
Me, Adam Paulson, senior managing editor.
Me, Tom Warwick, content creator.
Me, Conor McBay, producer.
And me, Andy Campbell, the production manager.
So thank you again, and we're looking forward to creating even more episodes in the future. Now, on to today's episode, something we've all encountered during our time in the lab.
Welcome to this special 100th episode of Mentors at Your Benchside, the podcast giving you advice, tips and tools for getting the most out of your research. I'm Thomas Warwick, and today I'll be talking to you about dealing with a difficult lab supervisor. Science attracts so many different quirky personalities that you're bound to have some people with whom you just don't get along. Conflicts happen, and there are many strategies you can take to deal with conflict in the lab. But when your lab supervisor is the problem, it can become a huge issue. So what should you be doing when dealing with a difficult lab supervisor? Well, sometimes the best advice is just to move on to a position or environment that's more suited to your personality. However, in many cases, if you can understand your lab supervisor's personality type, it can be a big help. So here are five types of difficult lab supervisor and how to handle them. Number one, the passive-aggressive personality. Passive-aggressiveness is a strategy used when a person basically isn't able to confront issues directly, so they'll use an indirect means of criticizing you instead. It could be in the form of comments or actions taken that make you question yourself or cause you to make mistakes. It's difficult to address because oftentimes any reaction may be seen as you taking it the wrong way, and others may not always see the problem. The only way to deal with passive-aggressive behaviour is to recognise it and call it out at the time as it's happening. You don't need to be rude or aggressive back. Simply let the person know that their comment was not okay and that their rudeness is unnecessary. The idea is to bring the behaviour out into the open. You'll feel good about defending yourself without resorting to backbiting or complaining. And the chances are, once they realise it doesn't work on you, they'll stop. Number two, the manipulator. Some lab supervisors can demonstrate qualities of manipulative behaviour. This is particularly common where there is a large power difference with regard to education or authority. You're the subordinate here and are so anxious to make your lab supervisor happy and prove your worth. You may find that you're saying yes to things without really wanting to. The problem is that this type of lab supervisor may not be looking out for your best interest, having you running off in multiple directions and not focusing on your career goals because it suits their needs. In a way, this feels like a compliment, because you're taking care of so much and feel validated in your job. But it's important to know when it's gone too far, notice when you're not progressing in the direction that you've set for yourself. The most critical thing is to learn and recognise when it's happening, and then to address the specific situation with your supervisor privately. It may be uncomfortable if you're not used to speaking up, but you'll develop great skills in managing others. And with a little skill and patience, you can be sure to keep your career on track while still making your lab supervisor look good. Setting boundaries at the beginning is key. Number three, the unfocused supervisor. Having a supervisor who lacks focus can be exhausting for the people reporting to them. This type of lab supervisor has so much energy. They want to do everything and they want it done yesterday. They constantly commit to more projects without checking with the people who actually do the work. Their positive energy is infectious. It can feel great to be so productive. The problem occurs that when you're starting new projects or experiments every single day. Priorities change daily or sometimes hourly. You can't finish a task before a new one is added to your to-do list. The only way to keep up is to work very long hours, and even then, your head feels barely above water. This type of situation will lead to burnout if not handled in a timely fashion. The best way to address this situation is to have a talk with the supervisor, but be prepared. Make a list of every project you have going, where it is in terms of being finished, and the deadline if there is one. Explain how you prioritise the list and what you feel are the most important projects to complete before taking on any more. If the supervisor wants to add more to your list, give them an honest assessment of when it could be started. When they insist that it must be started earlier, ask them which project on the list should be bumped off. The idea is to deliver a dose of reality. Show them how all of the commitments are overlapping so that they can understand the volume of work on your plate. You need to be firm when stating that you simply cannot take another project until projects X, Y, and Z are all finished. The supervisor wants to keep you working hard and making them look great. You just need to restore your sanity and feel good about having a job well done instead of 20 jobs done all poorly. This type of supervisor often doesn't realise the extent of your frustration until you discuss it, so it may cause them a shock. Finally, draw the line. Number 4, the micromanager. Depending on the type of worker you are, a micromanager can be a benefit or a nightmare. If you like to have a lot of direction and attention, you won't mind a micromanager at all. However, if you prefer to work independently, then you won't be a good match with a micromanager. This type of supervisor will check in with you every 5 to 15 minutes to see how you're progressing. You know you're in trouble when the lab supervisor positions your desk or cubicle as close to their office as possible. To survive micromanagement, you can try a couple of techniques. One is to find another place to focus on your work. Whether you need to read papers or work on a presentation, find an empty conference room where you can focus without being disturbed. If leaving your desk is not an option, try putting on headphones, even if your device is off, as an indicator that you're focused and can't be disturbed. If constant interruptions are occurring in the lab, set your timer to go off in 1 to 2 minutes. If you're being called to your supervisor's office while trying to get to the lab to get work done, bring the timer with you and let them know you only have a few minutes before you need to go back and get your samples. Number 5, the put-down supervisor. We've saved this for last because it's probably the worst situation of all. It's difficult to handle a supervisor who rules by negative reinforcement. Most people will not last under these circumstances, and who would want to? The best method of dealing with a difficult lab supervisor of this type is to make sure you don't work for someone like this to begin with. During your interview, make sure you talk to others in the group or lab, and you may also want to check the references for the supervisor with others who've worked for this person and since left the group. If you do find yourself in a situation where you've been subject to verbal insults, if you're not overtly intimidated, try speaking to them about it and give them specific examples of when their language is inappropriate and cross the line. If you don't feel comfortable confronting the situation, it would be best to leave, plain and simple. No job is worth the anxiety and stress of dealing with abuse. Take-home message for dealing with a difficult lab supervisor. Labs, like all workplaces, are dynamic, with many different personalities all needing to work together. Not uncommon that two people just don't click, and personality clashes will occur. Make sure you deal with the aftermath as professionally as possible. The answer to any uncomfortable situation with a difficult lab supervisor or co-worker is to always be positive and constructive. Focus on the problem and not the person. Focus on how to work together, not how to get the other person to change, because they probably won't. We can't stress enough how important it is to leave any job with relationships intact. Never insult the lab supervisor or management or retaliate on your way out. That's the surest way to never be hired again. So that's it for dealing with a difficult lab supervisor. Check out the episode description for links to related articles and resources, and don't forget to subscribe to the podcast to get more help and advice from mentors at your benchside.